Study for Lovers in a Boat, circa 1965. Arthur Boyd, Oil on Canvas, 1220 by 1510 millimetres. This accompanying painting, Study for Lovers in a Boat, is presented here for the first time at Bundanon. The white creature flying over the couple preempts the Nebuchadnezzar series of paintings that Boyd was to start in 1966. The lovers in the boat occupy over half of the pictorial space in this work, filling the lower half of the canvas. The wooden boat is a simple, near-elliptical, hollow shell. The lovers lie entwined along the bottom of the boat. Near the middle right side of the painting, their horizontal heads press together in rapturous embrace. His balding, shiny pink head with shell-like ear and heavy brown eyebrows mingles with her dark, shadowy features. Her long, long black hair sweeps around them, resting along the interior edge of the boat. Their bodies are a bright yellow blob of indistinguishable limbs, banana-shaped within the open mouth of the little boat. Brown and grey boards wrap around the exterior sides of the vessel, holding them together like seeds in a pod. The earth beneath the beached boat is red, with mottled patches of brown on the left and a green shadow on the right. In the middle distance is a landscape. On the left, a forest of trees painted with green and gold sweeps along the horizon to the right. The land comes to a watery end, giving way to blues and greens that bring the water close up against the right side of the work. Above the couple, a white elongated bird flies from left to right. Black outlines delineate the bird's tail feathers, wide wingspan, and closed eyelid. It hovers above the craft, assuming protective presence. Around the bird, the sky is filled with the thin colours of a luminous sunset, orange, pink and red. Brushstrokes in this work are free and fluid, with patches of untouched canvas peeking through.